Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records 1913-1914, page 538. Visible translated text is as follows. Two important orders as to their shipments, and he replied that he couldn't tell whether they had been shipped or not, but that if I would return to the factory with him, he would show me the duplicate invoices and let me see for myself. I replied that I would not have time to go back, as I had lots of orders. He says, "If you can't come now, come this afternoon." And then he walked into Mr. Dot Montag Quote's office, and as he went into the office, he said, "Come up now or come up after dinner. Cross-examination." I saw Frank in his office one Saturday afternoon in the early part of April, about 3 o'clock. His wife was there doing some stenographic work for him. Mr. Dot Frank said Saturday morning, April 26th, that if I couldn't come to the factory in the morning, that I should come in the afternoon. I am sure of that conversation. Miss Hall heard part of it. I had been in his office on previous Saturday afternoons. I never found any of the doors locked. He was always working. Mrs. Ray Frank, sworn for the defendant. I am the mother of Leo M. Dot Frank. I live in Brooklyn. I lived in Texas 3 years, where Leo was born. Mr. Moses Frank of Atlanta is my husband's brother. I saw him, Hotel McAlpin in New York City, on April 27th and April 28th. The letter that you hand me, Defendant's Exhibit 42. I saw on Monday, April 28th. It is my son's handwriting. This sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 43, is a sort of financial sheet. I had lunch with Mr. Moses Frank at Hotel McAlpin on Monday, April 28th. His wife read this letter to him in my presence, and it was handed to me afterwards. I also saw that sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 43, but I did not understand it. The handwriting on that envelope, Exhibit for Defendant 44, is that of my son. The word Yondif in the letter is Hebrew, meaning holiday. Cross-examination. The letter was folded exactly as it is now, to the best of my recollection, just in that shape. Mr. Dot Frank has no rich relatives in Brooklyn. That is my son's handwriting. States Exhibit K. It is a photographic copy. There was another paper included in the envelope which that letter came in, some price list, but I didn't.